unusual desire for work. An active campaign for reaping high yields was launched in the agricultural sector of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. As a result, more than 390 farms became high-yielding farms throughout the country last year. The Sambong Cooperative Farm in Pyeongwon County of South Pyongan Province also became a high-yielding farm, and the chairwoman of its management board, Park Yong-ae, became labor hero. Official Park In-chul says,
우리 위원장 논지는 인력심이 얼마나 많은지 물어봤습니다. 선진용동 방법이 나오면은 구원 동장보다도
Our chairwoman has a strong desire for work. She tries to introduce an advanced farming method before any other farms. It is difficult for us to catch up with her, as she throws herself into farming and works so hard. Chairwoman Park Yong-ae has an unusually strong desire to make higher grain output. She chose the right place for double cropping and selected fast ripening and high yielding varieties as earlier crops and well conning varieties as later crops to get full yields from both earlier and later crops. In order to solve the issue of a shortage of water according to the characteristics of the farm with a large area of paddies, the farm built dammed pools at more than 10 places and extended waterways and produced different kinds of bioreactive fertilizers by itself for enough fertilization. As a result, it could reap more than 10 tons of crops even on tens of hectares of paddy fields with low fertility and unfavorable conditions for irrigation. Especially, the farm boldly introduced a new rice seedling cultivation method, which proved successful after applying it to a certain area on an experimental basis into more than 80% of paddy fields last year, increasing the crop yields. After all, the farm could carry out its assignment under the National Grain Output Plan at 175%, leading the farms and cooperative farms across the country. This year, Chairwoman Park Yong-ae has set a goal to yield 2 tons more than last year per hectare. From early January, the farm produced good quality organic fertilizer to put it on every field lot, and secured farming materials and a tractor and rice seedling transplanter spare parts. Now it is sowing seeds on the rice nurseries in a meticulous way, which is one of the important processes of a year's farming. There is a saying, well begun is half done.